Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
$136 is what it cost me to fill up my car this morning. $136. Now, it was pretty much empty. And the price of gas has gone up. Diesel's gone up. A lot of it has to do with the change to spring and summer blends. But the carbon tax is also a part of that, of course. Dan McTagg, president of Canadians for Affordable Energy, is with us. Dan, what's going on? How come it's up as high as it is? Is it mostly the change of blends?
Yeah, it is. I mean, when you look at moving from 164 to 179, it had to do with the 14-cent increase that we had with the switchover from winter to summer gasoline. And, of course, that is a factor. It has been for 1991. So 33 years we've been doing this in the country. It just hasn't been always been noticed. And if it is, it's certainly less than that. This time last year, Roy, it was up 8 cents a liter. So I'm in Toronto. It was, it went from about $1.56 to $1.64. Yeah, some people grumbled about it, but it was 14 cents in one fell swoop that had a lot of people upset. But, you know, Roy, I published these things weeks before and warned people, and it's like, ho-hum, move on, nothing to see here. But, you know, short of, going down to Yonge and Steeles, Yonge and Bay or Bloor or whatever, and then, you know, spitting out platinum nickels from my mouth. It's hard to, you know, to get attracted to the idea that we need to pay more attention to this stuff. And the reasons why they're so high aren't just about, you know, the factors of switchover, but in fact, you know, a 20-cent carbon tax here in my province, equivalent to 18 in other provinces where there's a GST, and of course, the weak Canadian dollar, the result of blocking pipelines. So all part of the net zero scam that that is really driving up the cost of everything.
So everybody's struggling. And what are the good people in British Columbia paying?
Well, they were paying $2.13 2 days ago. It's come down 10 cents a liter, thankfully, because the United States Pacific Northwest refiners are starting to produce a little bit more gasoline. But, you know, $2.13 was the norm going for the past week or so, and it's likely to stay well over $2 a liter as the rest of the country sees prices, except for Atlantic Canada, they see prices moving down. Now, look, Roy, important to note, you're 185, 190 in Atlantic Canada. That's because you have not one but two carbon taxes that are about 4 to 6 cents a liter on top of the existing 17.61 plus HST, and over there, by the way, it's 15%. Why is it so expensive in British Columbia? Well, they have a second carbon tax. The clean fuel standard has existed there for several years. That's 18 cents a liter. That's coming to Ontario. That's coming to Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. So if you think one carbon tax is bad, wait till it hooks up with its buddy, the second carbon tax.
Where's this all headed?
It's all headed to energy and affordability. You know, I've been ringing this bell for 5 or 6 years. Most people just thought, "Oh, big deal, no, nothing to see here." But you know, we're not where we were 3 years ago, and it's driving up the cost.
No, we're not.
Everything else, yeah. I mean,
no, we're not. People are hurting really badly, and I think of the. I mean, I don't want to be stereotypical here, but I'm thinking of the single mom who's trying to get a day done. Trying to look after kids, trying to get to the grocery store, trying to get to the gas station, trying to pay the bills. And all of this hurts. And remind us again, please, when Mr. Trudeau insists that it's all revenue neutral, and I'm talking about the carbon tax now, of course, when he insists that it's all revenue neutral, and we've had the parliamentary budget officer on this program saying that just is not true.
Yeah.
But when Mr. Trudeau insists that it is, well, what do you say, Mr. McTagg?
He's full of hops. I mean, bottom line is that it is extraordinarily damaging and corrosive and inflationary. And if it weren't enough, his move to kill pipelines in this country has meant you and I are paying an extra, wait for it, 32 cents a liter because the Canadian dollar is no longer the petroloonie. There was a time when you and I, Roy, did many interviews on gas prices, but we always knew as oil prices went up, at least Canadians had a bit of a shield. They've traded that shield in favor of green grifting, and a lot of these projects and policies that are based on renewables that cannot meet the energy demands of the country, and more importantly, are leading us to, well, look, here in Toronto, the economy is seized. No one in the trades, plumbers, steam fitters, are working right now. Everything is shut down. The only thing kept the economy going was massive amounts of borrowed money, inflated money that the federal government and the Bank of Canada were engaged in, and as a result, flooded markets with cheap money that drove up inflation. And now you don't have jobs. Everyone's pretty much sitting at home. It's very serious. And anybody who is denying this, of course, only has to speak to their neighbor. It's bad, not just for the single mom, but now for families. They all feel it. And make no mistake, it is the result of federal government policy. I think even the NDP is starting to see the light on this.
I think so. Thank you, Daniel. Good talking to you.
Always a pleasure, Roy. Thanks for having me.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.